Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast Initiating Startup Sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the Infotainment Podcast. And this program, I would like to say hello to my listeners in Omaha, Nebraska. Hopefully they are from Laszlo's Bar and Grill, because they had a cute waitress there. I don't know if I dropped a card there somewhere, but some people in Omaha, Nebraska have picked up on the program. I was there on August 31st on my way out to Colorado for a week, not to buy what you assume that I bought. Basically, it was to see some different scenery than what I'm used to here with the corn and bean fields here in Minnesota. And I'm about an hour away from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I'd like to thank all my listeners there. And I see that Houston, Texas has also picked up on the program, or at least the surrounding area, depending upon the internet hubs. The waitress at the Laszlo's Bar and Grill, I was staying at the motel right next door at the Comfort Inn. I was going to try out the pool, but the minute I got in there, it was all clear for me to swim alone. But then, of course, a couple seconds later, like 25 kids came in and overrun the place and the jacuzzi, and it was extremely humid in the room. So I think a lot of hotels are getting rid of the pool idea, because I've heard it say, like, some people with outdoor pools that they are becoming a second dependent because of the expense of cleaning it and the upkeep and stuff like that. So, and at the Laszlo's Bar and Grill, I didn't have anything to eat because I had eaten the free buffet at the Harrah's Casino. And it was Council Bluffs. It wasn't exactly Omaha. And I promptly lost quite a few 20s there. And so I dejected. I tried to make it up at the buffet there. And the waitresses there at the Laszlo's Bar and Grill in Omaha thought it was a little different that I ordered green olives to have in my beer. I guess that's a Minnesota thing, or I don't know how many people do that around the country, but just a Minnesota thing. I already know the title of my program. My title for this episode of Infotainment, this is going to be my masterclass Fred Talk. And those TED Talks, I don't know. I should look that up, exactly why they're called that. If it was a person named Ted that started it, or Ted actually stands for something, but TED, I don't know what that could stand. Educational something or other, I don't know. But I actually watched my first whole one on YouTube. I think it was. It was the mother of Dylan Klebold, and some people in Colorado will know that name infamously as one of the shooters at Columbine High School. It was interesting. She said all the right things that, you know, nothing I can say can take away your pain and hurt and stuff like that. But she did, well, which was a good thing. She did say that it should be a good thing to catch your kid with a mental issue earlier on, and she said being his mother, she should have caught on to it earlier, but she found a journal where it said that Dylan had been cutting himself, and she did not know it. She did not know anything about it. I also found it interesting that her husband was not there to support her, and she only mentioned him in passing, kind of like if the father doesn't know it, the mother should really know it when the child has a problem. And then she went off and on gun control and how it's so easy for a 17-year-old to get to get weapons legally. But she did bring it to mental illness and to get help when you notice that. Then they did not say, of course she wouldn't have said this, but what kind of legal problems they had after that, whether the families were allowed to sue them or not. But she said 2 years after that, she developed breast cancer, and a couple of years after that, she had a couple of panic attacks. And I have had what I would consider a panic attack up in the Twin Cities. I was driving, not the best, and I was extremely, I don't know if it was a mania thing or what, but someone honked at me, and I just knew that I had to get home. So I pulled off and calmed down a little bit, and finally got calmed down enough to drive it home. For those of you who have listened to this program, know some of my medical situation. And some of you may wonder why I haven't put up a podcast for a while. I needed to take a break and think about, you know, if people would download this program more or donate more to this program at patreon.com/infotainment. It would show that there's more of an interest for it. But hopefully that will pick up a little bit. You know, the more support I get, the more podcasts you will get. So it kind of works that way. And sometimes real life gets in the way of sitting in front of a microphone. I'm here in my home studio, podcasting from the official beer pong white plastic table that people seem to abuse greatly on some of these video shows by falling on it, tipping it over, and whatever. But if there wasn't podcasting equipment sitting on it, it would probably have red plastic beer cups. Backtracking a little bit, I did not hear during the TED Talk of what Klebold's relationship was with his father, if he had much of one. I found that very interesting. But she was the only one to take the stage on that, on her son's murderous rampage. So, also, as a side note, I mentioned Laszlo's Bar and Grill. I believe that's Laszlo's Brewery and Grill. If I remember that right, they were also a brewery. And they were very, showed a lot of hospitality while I was staying there. So, and that's my story on that. Now, this is kind of a funny story out of Michigan, since I do have some listeners in the Detroit area. Let's get to that. It starts out that Michigan drivers were shocked when billboard displays porn for 20 minutes.
Ooh.
A digital billboard. Police say a hacker may have been responsible for the explicit sex scenes shown to drivers on Saturday night. An electronic billboard near Auburn Hills, Michigan, aroused a lot of attention Saturday night after it started playing a porn video. One of the guys interviewed said it was a lesbian video, and they did show some of it as somebody videotaped it, but they blurred part of the images out. And he said a lot of people were doing double takes. Police said they received numerous calls about the graphic images on the billboard, which is located on the I-75 and M-59 interchange, according to the Detroit Free Press. Dr. Justin Camo, one of the drivers who saw the sex-laden videos, well, a video, I don't know if he could pull over and watch the entire movie, told WXYZ TV. He nearly got into an accident because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. Now, that wouldn't have been good. At least they were not trying to do something worse with their hacking skills. I came across a billboard, and it was something unusual. I saw two girls, a lesbian porn, Camo said. Another driver, Chuck McMahon, told Detroit station WDIV that he thought at first the video was an intentional ad for something like a strip club. Then he realized what it was. I was just looking up and I was like, oh wow, that's porn, McMahon said. Auburn Hills Police Lieutenant Ryan Gagnon told the Free Press the explicit videos were on the screen for about 20 minutes. Here's an SFW video of what the commuters saw on a road. Well, I did watch that, and it wasn't too much more than what I'm saying now. Although a sight like this could definitely lead to distracted driving, Gagnon told the Free Press that there were no reports of accidents caused by drivers taking their eyes off the road to look at the body billboard. Police said they hope to release more information Monday on how the video got on the screen. They said it's possible a hacker got into the billboard system. You gotta just laugh sometimes at what people will do. Oh, by the way, not video or movie related, but I did happen to catch, I didn't know the show was still on the air, but it's called My Strange Addiction. And this couple, I don't know how many they took a day or whatever, they did this daily or whatever, but they were addicted to coffee enemas. And I can just drink 3 cups of coffee and be totally flushed out by about a day and a half later. Unfortunately, I found that out, so I gave away my coffee maker and haven't had a drop since. So, and then another woman, this one was really gross. This woman liked to eat her cat's hair. And she took a little piece of it, kind of like a piece of chewing gum, and just, what people will do.
I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I'm going to mention the electronic billboard that showed about 20 minutes of a lesbian porno. The highway patrol there in Michigan had to ticket about 20 cars that were pulled over on the shoulder because they thought they were going to see a double feature. Which leads me to another thing I'm going to talk about. There is a new brewery in town here, and they are having some live entertainment there. And I offered my information about doing some stand-up there for maybe between $50 to $100 and plus a bucket of tips. And well, now that I think about it, I understand why they didn't call. Maybe they listened to my show and found out that, oh my God, somebody might be offended by this and not return to their brewery. And they have a few menu items. But so it's all going to be pretty much music the way it looks. It's unfortunate. If I had the money, I would open my own comedy club. My show would be probably, I was going to say, 99% based on internet memes. No, I'm just kidding about that. But yeah, I couldn't imagine this, but I will imagine this for this show. I couldn't see Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle performing at this brewery without somebody being offended. Probably why these guys have slowed down as far as their comedy specials, because people are so sensitive these days. We have to be politically correct. And in this town, we have to be even more politically correct because we are the largest sanctuary city in the state, which really cannot hold much more sanctuary, because building new schools, which they have needed, I guess, for a long time, has been voted down several times. They finally got one to pass here recently, but because most of the farmers would have a pay much more in property taxes. But at some point, we're going to have to say no to any more unaccompanied children to come to this city. I don't know who the children are staying with, but I guess that's the way it goes here in this small little town. I don't know what I'd call my comedy club, but maybe anything goes comedy, because that's what I'm going to have to perform at if I ever do that again, if I ever do it live. And that's kind of what I miss from doing live stand-up, is the immediate reaction. Here I have to look at stats and see who has downloaded this stuff. But the immediate reaction was such a rush. What kind of lost me there was the one time I performed where there was a headliner, and then we went up afterwards, was there were actually people out there who weren't actual comedians trying to make their own break, who wouldn't laugh about anything. Kind of like putting up information about your new podcast and all these podcasting sites on Facebook. It's like, how many people are going to click on this stuff? They're too much worried about their own shit to click on your podcast. And like Libsyn also does a Friday thing where they promote the heck out of your podcasts. And I'm going, well, this is going all to other podcasters. And, you know, I don't click on 99% of that stuff. So what the heck am I doing it for? I'm not getting any more increase in my downloads or subscribers. So why do it? I am itching to get in front of an audience again. It would be fun. But I have to finish my comedy club thing, which I've kind of put on the shelf. I should dust it off and finish it for patreon.com/infotainment, which you can make a donation for if you support this podcast and enjoy it. Show some love for it, that you would like to see it continue in the future, because it can't go on forever without an increase in numbers or donations, you know. It would eventually seem like I'm just talking to myself. But it's unfortunate that this brewery thought that, you know, but I'm sure that's why they wouldn't allow somebody to do stand-up comedy. Oh my God, somebody might be offended. I watched some of Eliza Schlesinger's new comedy special on Netflix now. It's called Unveiled. Very funny woman, attractive, which is I'll admit, very appealing to me. But she was talking about her recent, they've been married about a year now, but the wedding plans that women go through, they have to think about every minutia of the wedding that it goes right. And how she wouldn't wear a veil. She threw her ponytail over the front of her face. You know, I'm not wearing mosquito netting in front of my face when I walk down the aisle. Being 30-something, you know, I don't know if I'd want to go through that, where the woman is going bonkers over every little detail and bringing it up to the guy. I'd probably be pulling my hair out. And at this stage of the game, being years old, I would just say, maybe let's go to Vegas or have it in front of a judge. You know, who would come to it anyway these days? Because most of my friends I've made earlier in my life are now married with children. And I don't know how many still enjoy that, what they did, or if they're like sick of it. But if you're a guy that unveiled by Eliza Schlesinger, if you like her specials about party goblins and stuff, was more funny to me than listen to her talk about planning a wedding. You know, she does, and then she started out with all this feminism stuff, and she did eventually say, well, I don't hate all men, I married a man, and blah, 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 which is a good thing, you know. And there are some who do, but I'm glad of that. So she is a very, very funny woman, can make some very unique sound effects, which I wish she would do more of in her specials, because I could not copy those in any manner. Mine are terrible compared to the sound effects she can do. If you haven't seen her, you might check her out. I don't know what, I forget all the titles she's done, but she's got maybe now like four or so specials up on Netflix. I don't know if any of them have been removed. If you want to learn about what a woman goes through, and probably mostly women in their 20s go through in planning a wedding, it's unbelievable what they stress out about. And she was very much against the wearing a garter during the during the festivities. It's like putting something around a honey-baked ham, you know, for a thigh. And oh my God, it's just a crazy special. So you might check that out if you're planning a wedding or whatever. But I'm in a few years, I'll look forward to her divorce special with much more promise that it'll be for. You know, it sucks being single in these times. You know, you go on Tinder and Bumble, and you find not very, you know, if you're going to put a profile pic up there, you should actually show your face. And some of you should smile a little bit during your, and this is for both guys and women. And so I'm debating whether to put some money up for Match.com. I guess that's Match or eHarmony. I guess that's when you're starting to get serious. And at this point, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you're this years old. Maybe it's just not in the cards for you. It's probably not in the cards. Came in this world single, I might just leave this world single, you know, because There's this joke that I saw a while back where this woman asked this guy to marry her, and he said no. And he went on to fish, hunt, and drink, and fart when he wanted to, and lived happily ever after. So maybe I got to look at it that way. If you ever watch the show, it's on the True TV Network. It's called Adam Ruins Everything. And the traditional norms of weddings and what people expect, it's kind of coming out that, you know, that you don't have to be married. You don't have to have kids. You know, when I was growing up, oh, that's the goal. Oh, you got to get married. You got to have two kids at least, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm glad I didn't have any kids because I can never have afforded them anyway. So that's one good thing. That's what one other talk radio host, he was actually paid for what he did, said that you shouldn't have kids until you can afford to have one. So that's what that is about. So now I think we will move on. Let me do this.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Yeah, I think it's time to close up the podcast shop for this episode of My Masterclass Fred Talk and Warp Drive It to the Interwebs. I could go through a long litany of things right now, but I'm just going to say tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster and check out my Facebook page. I would like to thank everyone who listens to this program. May you have a happy day today and a happy ending tonight.